Wednesday night, Orly Yudalis, Menachemov. Okay, so, so everybody is partying and having barbecues and listening to music and doing laundry and bathing, and it's Gishmak. Except there's still no Beis HaMikdash last time I looked, so no Beis HaMikdash. So the next few days, weeks, we're going to learn about things we do ba'avelus of the Beis HaMikdash all year round. So the most kriya. Now you're really supposed to tear kriya al ore Yehuda b'churbanon. And at the risk of sounding Zionistic, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that b'churbanon means that it's under memsheles goyim. Doesn't matter if Jews are living there and there's a thriving community, and it's, you say that's not b'churbanon. No, it's Ari Yehuda b'churbanon means that it's under the memshala of goyim. Now, that's a definition of b'churbanon. Now, Ramosha paskins that nowadays, when you see mamish, if you would know Ari Yehuda, and you would see mamish churbanon, but he says the flip side is also true. To Ramosha paskins that since it's under the memshala of Yidden, so then you don't tear kriya, and that's why really we don't tear kriya anymore for over Ari Yehuda b'churbanon. We don't really know where Ari Yehuda is, maybe. And anyway, Rav Moshe paskins it's under the memshala of Yidden. Rav Moshe paskins that way regarding Yerushalayim as well. In other words, Yerushalayim requires a kriya b'fnei atzma, but Rav Moshe says that's midin Ari Yehuda. It has the same guidelines, and therefore, if it's under the memshala of Yidden, now I don't know if everybody would hold it's under the memshala of Yidden because they're afraid to build there. Come on, Arya, where are you? They're afraid to build there, and there is a svara in the Paiskim, not just Moshe Feiglin, but in the Paiskim, that if the Yidden are scared to do things, then it's not really under their memshala, even if technically it's theirs, and the Nafkamina would be like Abi Kriya. I mean, it has halachic ramifications, not stamazoy, a political thing. It seems to me for Dabba Pasha that if somebody would go down to Gush Katif and Sai was given over to Goyim, and we do know where it's Ari Yehuda, and we know where the Orem was built up, and now it's B'churbanon, and it's under the Memshala, so Mamash B'ikra Din Chayev Kriya. I don't know about Hebron. They gave away most of the town. So I don't know. Most of the town is now under the memshala of goyim. So I don't know. Rove of the town, they go Basarov. You might have to tear kriya on Hebron. We know where Hebron is, and it's no longer under our memshala, or at least most of it isn't. So I don't know. That's a shala. I didn't see anyone in the Paiskim to talk about it. But certainly Gush Katif would require kriya, and you don't make, you say Baruch Zayin Emes, and you say certain psukim. Ayin Shulchan Aruch, but you don't make B'Shem U'Malchus such a kriya. Okay, now obviously then there's kriya for the Mokam HaMikdash, which we'll talk about in future days and weeks. So that's kriya on Ori Yehuda, and it's kriya on Ori Yehuda. Okay, we're in the Chavis Halvavis, and we're learning Shar HaPrishus, and we're up to Perek Dalet, and Perek Gimel talked about people who are Porush for good reasons, spiritual reasons, and people who are Porush for not such spiritual reasons, and he enumerated them. Now, Perek Revi'i says he's going to explain to us how you can tell. Now, why is it important how you can tell? So he said, first of all, if you see someone being a Porush, being misnahig, be precious, and you say, boy, there's an ascetic fellow, there's a fellow that doesn't need the latest iPhone, or the latest whatever it is, or maybe I want to learn from him, I want to hook myself up with that person, but maybe if he's a parish for the wrong reasons, maybe you don't want to hook up with him. So maybe that's the value in Perek Revi, which is telling you how you can tell the Purushim from the non-Purushim. or for the pseudo prushim, we'll call them, and also for yourself, because I for yourself, you say, "Oh, I'm going without, and I'm not going on vacation this summer, and I'm not going away, and I'm not going to America, and I'm cutting back on expenses." But so you could start thinking, "Wow, I'm like on a real high madrega. I'm a parish. I'm doing Shara Precious." So then he says, "Oh, let's test yourself out. Look in the mirror, and you'll see if your Precious is being, if the Minhage Precious is the real stuff or not, or the pseudo stuff." So the whole perek is very strange perek. The structure, he just throws phrases at you, and he doesn't elaborate. And he just throws phrases, two or three words long. And so you end up at the end of the perek with a list of around 100 things. And each one he didn't elaborate on, he just threw the words at you. So we'll just do a little now. Hukafi Omar, I will say, Vasher Lebeir, Aprecious Hayichudis, to explain the real Precious, the special Precious, he Haim Kfisha Omar Echad Hasidim. This is how he structures it. He says, Echad HaHasidim said, "V'hu shehaporush," and now he starts his list, and it's a very interesting list. And it would be kedai, the structure of the shiur doesn't allow for it, but it would be kedai. Some of the things he says you wouldn't really associate with precious, koshkein with real precious, being able to tell the men from the boys. So, but that is interesting. So tzahaloso alponov, he's happy, he's in a good mood. In other words, the pseudo parish is walking around feeling deprived and resentful, maybe, and angry because he really wants that iPhone. Like, he can't have it because he can't afford it, maybe, or he's ashamed to have it, but he really wants it. So, but the real parish is in a great mood with all of his precious. The da'agoso belibo, and the things he's concerned about, he keeps inside of him. Now, what is the parish concerned about? He's concerned about maybe chatoim he has, maybe he's concerned about the churban beis hamikdash and the golos. This is how the mefarshim explain the chodesh halvavos. But he keeps that inside of him. He doesn't walk around in a sour face. Says, "Hey, how come you're in such a bad mood? Why shouldn't I be in a bad mood? The beis hamikdash was nechrav." Maybe that's good for the 3 weeks or the 9 days, but that's not in daily life. It's supposed to be belibo. That goes to belibo. Libo rochav ma'od. He's full of ideas. He's creative. That's a very interesting way. Like, the parish is creative. He's not mitzumtzum. He's not a mitzumtzum person. He understands everything, and he doesn't need it. He doesn't want it. He doesn't see a value in it. But he's libo rochav ma'od, but v'nafsho shvala ma'od. And I assume it's from the Lashon Nefesh Shvela from Pirkei Avos with Avraham Avinu versus Bilam. And Nafsha Shvela means he doesn't need a lot of things. He has very mitzumtzum tikkunim.